All right, good evening, everybody. Anybody, whoever's out there, anyone who can hear me. Hope everybody's having a good night. This one's getting recorded a little later than normal. It's a Saturday. It's a beautiful night out. Anyway, something that I want to get some thoughts out there on. You know, I don't want to get into this whole inauguration shit. Yeah, fucking, there's a violent uprising of sorts. Not fucking interested. You know, the scenes from the Capitol are kind of horrifying, but fuck are you gonna do? So, let's talk about how the justice system in America and largely the world, like, is really this antiquated system that tries to use, you know, negative reinforcement as a deterrent. You know, some things, that's an obligation. You know, if someone's a thief or a murderer or they're violent or, you know, something that has a direct victim, isolation makes sense, especially in the case of violence and murder. Like, there, we are, you know, whatever the alternatives to that are, like, we are far more distant from that than we are of just having a first principles rethink of the bullshit incarceration process. Like, just look at the way that people, one of the things that it shocks me how little discussion is had around this component of it, but that you lose your rights if you break the rules. You know, at some point along the way, is like when you get accused, when you're getting tried, like, you know, just as a normal person of a, you know, of this country, you have rights. But if you get convicted, you lose those rights. You can't vote. And you can't, and again, you know, the gun ownership thing, like, those kind of rights, those ones suck. And I've already talked about those. But, you know, stripping away those is like stripping away somebody's humanity. You're saying they're just not one of us anymore. But the other things that happen is how difficult it becomes to find employment, to find a place to live. Like, you can't rent an apartment, you know? Or if you do, then they kind of have permission to expect extra whatever, you know, from you. You know, whether or not they hold it over your head as some type of, like, behavioral control or whatever. I mean, but to find an apartment as a felon is fucking difficult. People don't want to rent to you. People don't want to give you a job. And it's fucking insane. Like, the most important people to get, not the most important people, but, like, it's critical. Like, to try to pretend that you're going to have some type of successful outcome deterring somebody from a life of crime, but by boxing them into a life of being considered less than even a citizen. If you don't have rights, you're not a citizen. You know? Like, you're only a citizen still at the very, like, lowest interpretation of it. If you can't vote, if you can't possess a firearm, if you can't hold certain positions, if you, you know, gainful employment, you know, of any type of, like, opportunity of progression or position of trust, yeah, like, you're fucking toast. And the threat of these punishments isn't enough to deter, you know, because the reason for crime is more complex than just this, whether or not the consequences are serious enough. You know, people roll the dice with shit all the time. But just there needs to be a redirection, and these baby steps for it are bullshit, you know? Like, there is no bigger failure of a society than to have a pattern of people being put on the news because they were freed from prison after decades of false imprisonment. Decades. Like, all the time you hear 20, 25, 30 years or more behind bars. And they're just like, sorry. You know, innocent till proven guilty. Like, I know nobody wants to hear this, and it's such a bitter pill to swallow. But innocent until proven guilty needs to result in more criminals going free than innocent people being punished. Like, nobody wants to, you know, bite the bullet and admit that it's better to have a system that just acknowledges that guilty people are going to get away with shit as long as it can zero out the number of people who lose decades of their fucking life for a crime they did not commit. Put yourself in those shoes. Just think about, for whatever reason it is, encountering law enforcement, them handcuffing you, taking you to jail. You sit there for however fucking long, just locked in a fucking cage. You know, they change your clothes out. They throw you some fucking scrap food. You know, I mean, this is, like, it's not barbaric treatment of criminals. You know, people who break the law don't deserve fucking first class treatment. But just imagine being that innocent person just going through this degrading, humiliating process. And you're just like, no, I'm innocent of this. That is going to come out. And no matter, like, your lawyers and everybody, they're like, they think you're guilty. You're like, but I did not do this. And the whole process plays itself out. And they're like, no, you are guilty. And you are going to go away forever. And you have to fight for decades to prove your innocence. Just for them to say, my bad. You might get some type of settlement, you know, that they'll dispute. Maybe someday you'll end up with some cash in your hand to try to take a second chance at life. And it's not like you get some fucking letter getting past all the bullshit. You still have a history of spending decades in prison. You're still unhirable. You're still an outcast. You've not progressed with society. You're not up to date on things. You know, like, you were put behind the curve, and your soul was attacked by a society that claims that innocent until proven guilty and beyond a reasonable doubt. How misinterpreted and misenforced is the concept of we are innocent until beyond a reasonable doubt? If people have been put to death in error, if people have been locked up for decades in error, you know, nobody wants a guilty person to go free. But I just, like, I don't know. So a good solution, in my opinion, or at least a start towards one, would be if we only deployed our resources towards people charged with actual crimes. Like, drug offenses just don't meet that standard. They don't cut the mustard. This is fucking stupid. Nobody gives a shit. And the people who do, like, are just, there's no way, like, no matter how justified their reasons are for still wanting that prohibition, punishment-oriented system. Like, they can't be fooling themselves into thinking that it's working. Or that there's ever a version of it where the war ends, you know? I don't know. So, yeah. Like, I think if only the things that are truly important get focused on, I think we can really not only zero out the number of innocent people who have their lives destroyed, but we can really minimize the amount of, you know, guilty people that get away with it. You know, there's something broken in the process if they can't account for this shit. So I think a complete rethink of this is necessary. And like, I don't see any version of it that doesn't start with just absolute decriminalization of all addiction-based crimes, you know, substance abuse, stuff like that. You know, there's just a better way. There's a better way to give people a second chance, you know? And we also need to completely just get over ourselves and stop with this lifetime scarlet letter that you have to wear once you fucked up. You know, you need to be able to be houseable and employable, you know? Otherwise, what was the point of letting them out? You know, like, they dare use the word freedom. Like, you've got your freedom back. Like, fuck that. That's not freedom. You know, you get released on this just, like, just, it's the brand. You know, it's unshakable. And it does, I don't know, just the fact that it increases the likelihood of returning to prison, like the fact that you can't get a job or you can't find a place, like that, nothing exacerbates, you know, returns to prison like that. Because it takes away people's hope, takes away their sense of opportunity. You know, it's fucking bullshit. Anyway, I'm just going to wrap this one up and get at me if anybody wants to discuss any of the topics that I've been putting out here. I love y'all. Have a good night.